A plan to restrict cars through the centre of Dublin City led to heated debate among Dublin City councillors last Monday night. The draft Dublin City Transport Plan was presented to the councillors, who were told restrictions are needed to allow public transport networks to grow. Councillors generally welcomed the plan, but many said they had concerns. To tell us more, I'm joined by our reporter Colman O'Sullivan, who was following Monday night's proceedings. And will you remind us, Colman, about the plan and what it contains?
Well, Mary, this plan is all about taking through traffic out of Dublin city centre. So the council says it doesn't want to stop people driving into the city centre, but they want to stop them using it to go to other places. And what's going to happen from August is that there are going to be bus gates on the quays at O'Connell Bridge, north and south of the bridge at Aston Quay and Bachelor's Walk. So buses, cyclists, walkers will be able to get through, but private cars or delivery vehicles will not be able to get through. So the idea is to reduce the traffic levels in the city centre to create what they're calling a low traffic environment. And Brendan O'Brien was saying that this is needed to meet the targets set out in the development plan, but also to allow public transport networks to expand and to improve, saying that public transport is the dominant mode of transport in the city, 60% of people using that, and that needs to be facilitated. So does walking and cycling. And these measures are also needed, of course, to meet the climate targets that the city has set. He outlined that there was consultation on this plan with a high level of engagement, more than 3,000 responses, and 80% of those respondents were in favour. He did acknowledge that there were some groups who object, including business groups, but he said that officials in the council are engaging with them to address their concerns.
And fair to say, generally a welcome among councillors for the plan, but what are the concerns?
Yes, almost all of the councillors did say they're in favour of this plan and they support what it sets out to achieve. However, there were a lot who did express concerns, particularly in the area of disability. Now, independent councillor Damien O'Farrell, he was proposing an emergency motion calling for the implementation of this plan to be frozen or suspended. He was saying that there hadn't been proper consultation with disabled persons' rights organisations, and that because this hadn't been done, that the council could even be in breach of Ireland's obligations under the UN Convention on the Rights of People with Disabilities. And a lot of councillors were saying that they shared his concerns and they would support his motion. However, in the end, what did happen was there was a form of compromise, and that another councillor, Declan Mina, suggests that instead of passing that motion, the council should ask officials to undertake to meet with disability groups before the council meets again next month. So that was agreed to. The councillor said they'd be happy with that, and Brendan O'Brien said he would be happy to arrange those meetings.
All right. A little problem just briefly with Guinness trucks as well?
Yes, because obviously James's Gate on the quays and a large amount of lorry traffic from there down to the port. The export business, very important for Diageo. So Lord Mayor Di D'Arista was pointing out that sending the lorries around the M50 and down the port tunnel, that would mean a 40-kilometre journey instead of the 5.5-kilometre trip down the quays. So they're looking at possibly restricting the hours for those lorries, but arriving, letting them go down the quays at different times, maybe during the night instead of during peak times.
That's great. Thanks very much, Colman. That's Colman O'Sullivan there.